plate a potential nugget.
In a different section of the book, you talk about the IKEA effect, you know, where you talk about escalation of commitment and networking. Can you say more?
That's a term that comes out of a study that was co-authored by Michael Norton and Dan Ariely. Mm-hmm. And it comes from the principle that my dear friend, John Levy, who's going to be on my podcast. By the way, I'm starting a podcast myself there is a shortage of podcasts and I need to contribute to this huge shortage. So starting next week, there will be a Pfeffer on Power, Accelerating Your Career podcast.
Wonderful.
Anyway, and one of my guests, because I recorded a ton of episodes already, is John Levy. And mm-hmm. John wrote this book, You're Invited. And John Levy, of course, is famous for doing these influencer dinners. And one of the things he talks about on the episode of my podcast is he said, many companies believe that what you want to do if you're trying to build relationships with customers or clients or whatever is mm-hmm. you throw them a fancy dinner and give them a good gift bag. He said, the problem is that everybody beyond a certain level has already gone to too many fancy dinners and received too many gift bags, which they're just going to throw away anyway. Mm-hmm. So John Levy with the influencer dinners, when you get invited to his dinner, and I'm going to another one on the 20th of this month, you will cook. Nobody is going to serve you a damn thing. You are going to show up, and with the 11 other people at the dinner, you are going to chop food and cook.
Fascinating.
And that, of course, gives you, that of course gives you more commitment and more involvement, and you build trust. And by the way, they always have bandages around because many of these people have never cooked or chopped anything. And so there's sometimes some blood, but that also makes it more interesting.
I've observed the IKEA effect play out in the context of philanthropy, particularly in my journey. About 5-6 years back, I became part of a group of philanthropists at an organization called Social Venture Partners. The organization basically collects a few like-minded philanthropists, people who want to make a difference, pulls in a little bit of money, figures out some organizations where we could invest that money, and assembles teams to help these organizations scale up. So it's not just about giving money, but it's also about giving time so that we can be partners in the growth of the not-for-profit. And in that context, 5 years back, I was staffed on a team to work with the not-for-profit Antarang Foundation. That experience led me to hire a couple of people in my team. Akash and Arman, the podcast editors, are alumni of Antarang. And if I just cut a check when I look back, I'm not sure if I would have had the same escalation of commitment and the same IKEA effect that Jeffrey talks about. So as you think about your journey and as you think about maybe weaving in a little bit of social impact in what you do, I would say it's useful to think about IKEA effect and see where you can really, get your hands dirty, as they say. And you will be surprised by how slowly, without you realizing, the commitment starts going up. Thank you for listening.